Welcome to the 9th episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, so let's get right into the show. But real quick, let me tell you about Anchor for a second. But also be sure to join the Discord server. I just started it. The link could be found in the description. You may have to copy and paste it. So, we're going over, is map making gonna be good, in my opinions? And I'll just go over a few details or like, yeah, I'll just be talking about the map making. So, first, I think that the map making, the new update for it, is going to encourage people to make a lot more maps. I don't think people will just make silly maps anymore. I think they might actually try to get it for trophies. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to try to make more maps. So, yeah. And the next thought is, I think it's great. This map making feature is pretty cool because, like, it's pretty easy to do it. Maybe if it was a little bit easier, but it's pretty easy and they have a lot of options. Maybe they'll even bring a heist and siege. Siege and Hot Zone, but maybe not. But you never know. So, another thing is the voting. So, I think the voting is a really good place to do. But one thing is that a lot of people might not want to play it, as you get 10 tokens. But the thing is, you could get like 8 trophies instead, or like 10 if you're playing showdown. So, yeah, I don't think after this week, I don't think people will still do that. Another thing is, I think there's a problem again with the voting because you need 10 like upvotes to do it, but some people will be like too lazy, but I don't blame them because I don't really want to spend like 15 minutes trying to get my map on there. So yeah, I think that might be another problem. I think that they might even should like let everybody go in because like the 10 thing doesn't really help even because there's still some really bad maps on the feature. Another thing is maybe they could have it like at the time increments, like instead of, or make more slots, I mean, like at least have 2 slots, like one for jump grab, one for showdown, one for, you get it. But yeah, because the rotation is a little bit slow. Another thing is a good map might be like getting on to the trophy. Like, I mean, a really bad one. Like, if you just spawn right next to each other and then you're all just gonna die because people are silly and then they voted for it. So, yeah, that might be a problem too. Another thing is, I think people will be too lazy to build maps. I know this is kind of a counter argument to one of my first reasons, but yeah, people might be too lazy like me to make it. Is that people are just gonna, the map making is just gonna die. So, the map making is just gonna die because nobody just will want to play anymore. Because what's the point? You get 10 tokens, cool. You could get 10 tokens for a rank up. And you could get 20 tokens for a win if you have your token thing still there. So, yeah, it's just gonna die. And another thing, because of that reason, people will stop making that. And then, yeah. One more thing is, I think that Supercell should make this more like a permanent map almost, because maybe there's another voting thing where if it gets like 100 votes, it could like come into a rotation or something. I think that would be pretty cool. So even more ideas to make it a little better, add Hot Zone and Siege. That would be pretty cool. Another thing is maybe you could even add Power Play. Oh, or you could add the ticket events. Oh, no, not ticket anymore. The weekend events. So, yeah, you could definitely do all of those. So, another reason, or what you could do, is make it that you could, like, publish maps on the club feature, or, like, make them that, like in your club, there could be three selections besides, like, participants, I mean, people and chat. And then there could be maps where you could post your map there, and then people could click on it and be like, oh, that looks pretty cool. Why not click on that? So, and I have many more reasons. Like, another one is, like, let's say you're just getting bored of making the map. Maybe there could be a, like, feature where you could copy a map onto yours, and then you could, like, change it up a little bit. So, even more reasons are, I think that yesterday's map for Showdown, which is actually today's map for me when I'm recording this, because obviously I don't record it at 7 in the morning, but yeah, that one is like, it's not bad, but like, it's kind of a troll map, but if you actually look closely, it does involve a lot of skill, and I love playing on it, but there's gonna be maps like that are just like troll maps, and people won't even, like, people are just being silly because they know it's not going to be get voted, but they vote for it because they are being silly. So, yeah, that is very bad. So, also another, well, kind of the same reason is there's going to be good maps, like the Gem Grab map. That was a pretty good one. I think that the Spring Traps could have been in a little bit better place, but other than that, I think it was pretty good. So there's always going to be like the maps that should be like there, but then there's going to be the ones that are just bad. So another reason is there's going to be people who quit Brawl Stars because of this. So I'm not 100% sure about this, but I'm pretty sure, because they're not going to have the time to make a map, or they're just going to want a map, but then it's not going to get voted on, then they're going to get frustrated and just leave Brawl Stars. So that's another problem. Another problem is they might just make it very brawler, or like, you have to use tick, otherwise you're gonna get destroyed. Because they could make it that, like, only Piper and Brock is good when everybody else sucks. So, yeah, that might be a problem too. And, yeah, that's gonna be it for the reasons. Thank you for listening to the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and hopefully I see you next time. So, bye!